It's time for Rebel Extra. This is your team, Las Vegas, and we want to hear from you. Call us at 364-1100. That's 364-1100. Now, live from the Findlay Toyota Studios, it's Bernie Fratto and John Von Tobel.
Well, it would be hard to disagree with the fact that UNLV Runnin' Rebels were glad to see the month of February come to an end. Why? Well, the Rebels went the entire month of February without winning a single game. But today is March 1st. Would March be any different? And in a first half that featured five ties and seven lead changes, UNLV built a halftime lead of 33-30, thanks in large part to the Tyrell Green show, as he led the way with 14 first-half points and five rebounds. And in the second half, although at times it was nip and tuck, except for a brief moment, when Utah State led 56-54 and then 57-56, UNLV got the lead for good with 4:11 to go and held on for dear life. And when Javon Mooring hit another one of his patented fall-away wild miracle threes with someone in his face and the shot clock running out to make the score 64-59 with 27 seconds to go, the crowd went nuts, and it looked like the 38-day winless streak would finally come to an end. Final score, UNLV Runnin' Rebels 66, Utah State 59. UNLV now 11-19 on the season, 4-13 in Mountain West Conference play. And on senior night, the Rebels walk off the floor with their heads held high. Welcome back, folks, to another edition of Rebel Extra, the postgame show devoted to you, the fans and supporters of UNLV Runnin' Rebel basketball. Rebel Extra is brought to you by our proud sponsors, Angel Park Legacy and Durango Hills. It'll be sports' most complete golf course experiences in Las Vegas. Diamondback Land Surveying, from brick walls to the Taj Mahal, Diamondback Land Surveying are your land surveying experts. 8-Ball Bail Bonds. If you had more fun at the game than the law allows, call 8-Ball Bail Bonds to get you out of jail. Pizza My Dear, with a smoking lunch deal. A 12-inch pizza for only $5 with two locations to serve you. Go to pizzamydear.com. We come to you after every game this season, folks. We want to hear from you. Phone lines are already lighting up, and we're going to get to all of you. Please be patient. 364-1100. Give us a call. Be part of the action. Before I go any further, let me introduce my broadcast team. To my left, turning all the dials, keeping us glued together, is, of course, producer extraordinaire Bobby Machado, who will also be taking all of your calls at 364-1100. To my right, I'm joined by the gentleman. Has his own show Sunday mornings across the hall. Fox Sports 1340, our sister station. The show is called On the Line. His name is Brian Feldman. Brian, is this what they mean by March Madness? It's March and the Rebels get a victory.
Well, it's got to be something, Bernie. They won. And it's what you expect when you see two, let's say, not so good teams play each other. It wasn't the worst I've ever seen, and they won. And yeah, Mooring's three. But you know, Bernie, if I was to tell you this, that Javon Mooring had 4 points in the first half. And when I was watching the first half when it ended, I said, I just saw Javon Mooring play the best basketball of his collegiate career at UNLV, I should say, in the first half, only scoring 4 points.
Played a nice game, hustled, played hard. He always does. The only three he hit was the one that mattered with 27 seconds to go, 12 points, five rebounds. We're going to get to all the numbers and some of the personal achievements tonight. I will tell you that when halftime rolled around, I did have a feeling the Rebels were going to get this done. They were 20-4 in points in the paint, 8-0 in second chance points, and there's no question they were playing hard. The phone lines are jammed. This is a caller-driven show, so without further ado, let's get the party started. Let's go out to the phone lines. We are joined by Jose. Jose, how are you, my friend?
Good. How are you guys doing tonight?
They
wonderful.
Won.
Wonderful. We might even have our favorite beverage later.
I know, man. It's good to see the Rebels get that win. I mean, obviously, the season has not been what we want it to be. But at the end of the day, they got that win under their belt. You know what I mean? They got, Fresno State next. So, I mean, they just got to do what they got to do, man. Finish out strong. You know what I mean? Nothing's going to happen, but you know what I mean? The win is just, it's so big for them right now. After losing 9 in a row, it's just tough. And you know what I mean? Like I always say, support, support. I mean, support wasn't that great tonight, but obviously, you know, it is what it is. But those kids played their butts off, man, and it's good to see them win again and get back in there. Menzies got to get a little more credit. He took a tough job. You know, a lot of people say it was the toughest job in the nation to come in here and do what he had to do with what he had. So you know what I mean? Hopefully next year is a big turnaround, and we'll see what we got coming after that.
Fair enough, Jose. Appreciate it. You've been supporting the team all year. You're right. Hope the fans can come out for the Mountain West Conference Tournament. Tonight was the final home conference game. And although the crowd was not great in terms of numbers, it was strong toward the end of the game in terms of the fact that they were loud at points, emotional at points, and you could clearly hear that they wanted to see the Rebels win.
Yeah, they did, Bernie, and it was a very sparse crowd, but it got as loud as it could. It was nice to see senior night, and I'll tell you, what was exciting from a spectator standpoint was watching Christian Jones with his motor going for 40 straight minutes.
Game.
I've never seen that before.
Great game.
40 minutes. He played hard. Bernie, if you could light that guy's fire every game, how much better of a team could they have been in the front court this year?
16 points, 12 rebounds, showed some nice moves down low, showed some power moves, played defense, had some blocks, was very physical. Back out to the phone lines, we're joined by Randy. Randy, welcome to Rebel Extra.
Hey, guys. Thank you. Hey, let's take a minute and give a shout-out to all those UNLV fans. We went through all these games. We cheered Robin, Bobby, Angela, Nat was loud. We cheered. We support UNLV, win or lose, we are there. So give some doubt to the fans out there. We are there. We loved it. It was fun. We didn't win a game except for winning. We're going undefeated in March. And we love Tyler Green.
Okay,
we love Green.
He's already started with our favorite beverages.
Yes. So we're ready.
Did you
we're
get the shot?
Up. Undefeated in March.
Were you first? Were you
We go to all the games, all of us. We're there at every single game. We don't care. We support UNLV regardless. We love UNLV. We love our players. We love Green. And we're going to be ready to go on Wednesday.
We got Fresno State Saturday first, bud.
We don't care about them. We play Wednesday at 4, San Diego State of New Mexico. Telling you guys, Randy, we're ready to go.
All right,
undefeated
Randy.
In March.
All right, Randy. Randy,
you can't combat enthusiasm.
If he could just get over the shyness, I think this kid's going to be all right.
He'd be all right.
Good call, Randy. All right, listen, you're a fan. You're probably one of the guys that have been in every game. You hang in there. You realize this is a basketball town. There are only 18 home dates a year or thereabouts. It's still good entertainment. What else would you be doing? You know, watching reruns to Get Smart? No, you're going to hang out. You're going to watch basketball. He called out all his peeps. Good. Good for him, and I'm glad he enjoyed this win. If not, it feels good. It always feels better to win.
He sounded like a college student, and that's what I would expect. I'm happy about it. Hey, he's correct about one thing, Bernie. At this point, they are undefeated in March, right?
Given the limits of that statement?
Hey, didn't you say we're always looking for silver linings? There's my silver lining. You know what? I like hearing a fan like that. I don't care that he's having himself some fun after a UNLV game.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
That's what I've been saying all year, though. This is a basketball town. Irrespective of where the Rebels end up or if they were to ever get a postseason berth, whatever it may be, to get out to the Thomas and Mac and enjoy an evening of basketball, food, beverages, fun, excitement, whatever, all right? Everybody knows that this season was going to be a bridge between whatever it was going to be from last year to whatever it might be next year, and Coach Menzies will have a full offseason to retool, rebuild, and we'll let the future take care of itself. For tonight, they'll enjoy this win, but what I heard out of Randy's voice was, unadulterated excitement from the standpoint of you get to go to the game, which you go to anyway, but the fact that they win it and the way they won it and the fact they sort of had to grind it out almost somewhat makes it a little bit more satisfying. Let's go back out to the phone lines. We're joined by Brandon. Brandon, you're up next on Rebel Extra. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just had to say I liked what I saw tonight. I know it's the end of the season. I wish we would have saw this more. I can say that. I jokingly turned to somebody when it was 54-53 and Utah State hit the three-pointer. I jokingly said, turn out the lights, the game's over, because there's been a lot of times this season where the team has looked really good, and then the other team fights back and takes the lead in the second half, and they just kind of give up. I'm glad to see that the guy showed some heart and played for the seniors, and I'm excited to see what happens in the future. I think if we can play like that and, not give up in the second half, this team has really been almost gassed in the second half all year this year. And the biggest thing I can say to any fan listening that did or didn't go to the game is just look at the 76ers in the NBA, trust the process, We will get there. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon, but we'll get there.
All right, fair enough. Appreciate you calling in, Brandon. One of the things Utah State cooperated, Jalen Moore, who's an excellent player, probably, you know, maybe second team all Mountain West, somewhere along those lines. An 88% free throw shooter in conference this season, was 2 of 6, missed several free throws. That helped. Utah State, an outstanding three-point shooting team, not just in the Mountain West Conference, but across the country. Horrible tonight. Missed a ton of threes. I think they were 2 of 9 in the second half. And so the Rebels took advantage of those things. And I think what made – when Mooring, after hitting that crazy bomb three, then got the steal and hit the two free throws to seal it at the end, that's almost sort of legitimized the win that much more. And it really sort of put a signature – an exclamation point on the fact that, for the most part, the Rebels played very hard tonight.
Well, they did, Bernie. They were extremely active tonight, and active defensively. It's some of the best defensive basketball I've seen them play this year. Really nice to see all three seniors get double-digit scoring. And, Bernie, you know, we just heard Brandon, and what I like about that is, look what one win does. Look at how infectious just one win is, how desperately this team needed to stop that 9-game losing streak. They did it tonight, and I like what I'm hearing. Not that I want a fair-weathered fan or I like you going back and forth, but we're hearing from some real fans that desire and really want this team to win. And you know what? They're supporting them either way, Bernie. And stick around. I like the Philadelphia 76ers analogy. It takes time. I mean, you're starting from the bottom. You got to work your way up. It's going to depend on what he can go out and get this year. But the bottom line is, overall, I like the sound of winning and the way the fans react to it. I do.
Fair enough. Back out to the phone lines. We're joined by Alex. Alex, you're up next in Rebel Extra. Thanks for checking in.
All right. Thank you, guys. Season ticket holder since Spoon Hour. So
wow, cool.
Been to every game this year, and you know, whatever you say about the past and whatever you want to say about the future, we have a team right now that showed up tonight, and you have three guys that definitely showed up tonight. And I think the Fresno State game, that's a really tough spot. They might get blown out. But come next Wednesday, if you stick with that same starting lineup and give Tyrell Green 38 minutes, tell Christian Jones, you're out there until you tell me you need to get out of the game, and Javon Mooring, three less bonehead plays, who knows? Who knows?
Right.
Javon Mooring.
Well, I don't have any expectations for the remainder of the season, but I'm not going to disavow what you're saying because, stay on the line, Alex. Christian Jones, 16 points, 12 rebounds. Tyrell Green, 19 points, 12 rebounds. Uche, 11 points. So the three seniors tonight combined for 46 points. They had family in the stands. They had support. That mattered. They rallied. And why not? Why not try to go out with a bang? They're all gone next year. Why not give them one last hurrah? Alex, get the last word.
And you know what, Bernie? You win one game. You win that second game. You tell me fans won't come out for the semifinals.
I hope so.
And you make it to semifinals, the crowd can make a 6-point difference easily.
You know, Alex, what I like about what he's saying, Bernie, is how many times do we see teams in the NCAA tournament with an under 500 record that ran the table in their conference tournament? Not that we're going to see UNLV do this. I'm not trying to put out any unrealistic, ridiculous expectations. But the bottom line, if the Mountain West was ever ripe for the picking, Bernie, wouldn't it be this year?
Please stop with that, man.
I'm just saying.
Look. Let's dip this in reality, if we could, please. I tip my cap to the Rebels for the effort they put forth tonight. I don't think Utah State was they were a feather duster, but the Rebels. Listen, they don't ask how, just how many. This is a W. The Rebels got it done. There were a lot of good individual performances. We'll go back over those in a minute. For the Rebels to get to the semifinals of the Mountain West Conference Tournament, they're going to have to win two games in a row, probably over like San Diego State, New Mexico, something along those lines. The last time the Rebels won two games in a row this season was against Western Kentucky and Southern Utah, and that was back when I think Nixon was president. So let's take it tonight. I don't want to throw cold water on it, but I also don't want to become a slappy, all right? There were a lot of things I saw tonight, and I'm going to maintain my objectivity while acknowledging that this win feels good, and I'm glad to see the Rebels win at home on senior night and seeing some of the outgoing seniors who don't maybe have a very long history with this program have nice performances. This is something they'll take with them the rest of their lives. You can't poo-poo that. But there were a series of knucklehead plays in the first half by the Rebels, or they could have been up by 10, all right? Early on in the game when the score is tied at 13 and the Rebels start to turn into the Rebels, the Bad News Bears, Mooring takes a charge, and then Tyrell Green sets an illegal screen inside of 30 seconds, two straight unenforced turnovers. The next thing you know, Utah State's up 19-15. Rebels start to play hard again. They get a steal. Tyrell Green goes to the line. He's fouled. He misses the front end of a 1-1. The Rebels get the ball back. Zion Morgan commits an offensive foul, right? The errors start to compound. In 2 minutes and 30 seconds, four unforced errors. Then toward the end of the first half, with the Rebels nursing a 28-27 lead, Christian Jones misses the front end of a 1-on-1. Then the Rebels go back the other way in a defensive snafu. They leave Merrill wide open for a three. Utah State goes up 30-28. Now the Rebels close out 5-0 to lead 33-30, five ties, seven lead changes in the first half. But you could tell the Rebels were playing hard. Again, they led in points in the paint 20-4. They led in second chance points 8-0. Outstanding first half by Tyrell Green. He scores the first 5 points for the Rebels and goes from there. But instead of leading 39-30, they led 33-30. Why? Because of miscues that in many cases were unforced. Now, you can't do that in the Mountain West Conference tournament when you win or go home against even a San Diego State, who I do not think is going to be a factor in this tournament. They cannot survive a bad shooting night and expect to do anything in this tournament. I think there are four other teams that could, and we'll get to that later in the show. But to expect the Rebels to win back-to-back games in the tournament, and God bless them if they do, that'd be wonderful.
I'm not trying to blow sunshine up anybody's backside, Bernie. What I'm saying here is, now you're talking about how bad the first half was. I saw something different.
Okay.
So we're watching the same game from different vantage points.
I said there were four or five.
No, bonehead plays, which we see every game.
But I didn't classify it as a bad first half. I was saying what could have been.
Okay.
Go continue.
No, but what I'm saying is, like I mentioned when we first started the show, Javon Mooring tonight in that first half, I saw three instances where he would normally have taken a three-point play early in the season, and he elected to dribble penetrate, find an open man underneath, and they were three great basketballs. I also saw Chris Clyburn tonight, who I didn't think saw the floor enough. I saw him make a tremendous rebound, gather himself, and go up against three people and put it in another D1 play. And another reason why I think this kid, maybe I heard Steve Cofield say on the pregame show, you know, he thinks he's been hurt all year. You've been talking about that as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's starting to get healthy. I hope they don't give up on this kid, because I think there is potential with Chris Clyburn down the road too. But I heard only three guys played good. No, Mooring won the game for him at the end. And again, tonight I thought in the first half it was the best basketball he's played all season, and he only scored 4 points. That's something to be said. I mean, the way he played point guard tonight for the first time maybe all season.
Well, I highlighted the three seniors is what I did.
Right.
Jones, Green, and Uche. I agree with you. Mooring, for the most part, played an excellent game, had some goofy whirling dervish plays in
which
the second half.
Which he always
does. But he won the game. I love the guy, all right? He is what he is. And I think you could say he won it for him tonight when they needed it. He won it for him against Air Force. And he really, without him on the floor, they wouldn't have beaten Wyoming. So I get all that. And I wouldn't characterize it as a bad first half. I'm merely saying that if folks have hopes for this team when the conference tournament starts, all I'm saying is, as a caveat, the Rebels cannot commit the same type of self-inflicted wounds, of which I just cited six of in the first half at home against what I think is a below-average Utah State team who won't be a factor in the tournament. The tournament is going to be tough. You're going to have Colorado State in there, Reno in there. Obviously, New Mexico, don't go to sleep on them. Maybe San Diego State and Fresno State. All of a sudden, Rodney Terry, here they come. They won the Mountain West Conference tournament last year. They've won four in a row. I think if Fresno State wins Saturday, they'll get a 4 seed. Or at least
no,
a 5 seed.
They could get as high as a 3 seed, Bernie, depending on what Boise, because Boise State and them could end up with the same record.
The key is they're getting Wednesday off.
Yes, right now they're playing their best basketball.
Let's go back out to the phone lines. Kevin, where does tonight's game rank in the list of all the greatest games of all time? Maybe Houston, North Carolina State, 83, or UCLA, Houston, 69?
Villanova,
or,
Georgetown?
Yeah, what are you thinking, Kevin? Bird Magic, 79?
Well, all I had to say is with the winners come the losers. I had Utah State winning 70-60. That's a documented losing pick.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. It's good to see those kids earn their scholarships tonight. That's all you want is them to finish the season out. Just compete. That's it. You know, play. Have fun.
They competed. I would agree they competed. So we've had some enthusiastic callers tonight, and I don't want to throw cold water. They felt very good about the win. They're loyal fans. They're people that have been season ticket holders. And now, you know, based on what they saw tonight, they have hopes for the Mountain West Conference, and maybe the Rebels can surprise somebody. Of course, I responded by a tirade that completely shot that down faster than you could say Uchi Ofebu. Maybe I'm being a little caustic. What are your thoughts? Could the Rebels maybe catch lightning in a bottle here?
Probably not. I mean, they'll probably come back to earth against, you know, Fresno State and then, you know, give it a go. But help me out here. That game will be Wednesday, like at 3 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Well, if the Rebels, you know, here's what's interesting, Kevin. Air Force and the Rebels are tied. They're joined at the hip. They're both 11-19. They're both 4-13 in conference. Air Force hosts Boise State Saturday at 1 p.m. If Air Force wins, the Rebels are secured the 11th slot. If Air Force loses, then, you know, if UNLV wins or loses, I think if UNLV loses, they'll be tied. I don't know what the tiebreaker is. So UNLV is either going to play at 4 o'clock next Wednesday or 1:30 next Wednesday.
Yeah, kind of both stinker times, right, where people, you know, the well, average.
Hopefully a 4 o'clock game.
4 o'clock's not too bad.
4 o'clock wouldn't be bad, and hopefully, you know, we could get the Rebels could get more support at the Thomas and Mack if it was a 4 o'clock.
Well, either way, there'll be more people there regardless because it's a tournament.
Yeah, well, you would think so.
Yeah,
you would think so.
I'm gonna leave you guys with a random obscure basketball question. You ready?
Okay.
Have you guys seen UNLV get a layup out of an out of bounds play underneath their basket this year?
I'd have to really think about that one. I know I didn't see one tonight.
I don't think they've gotten one. I like teams that at least once during the season.
I'm trying to think if they've gotten a layup all year. No,
Bernie!
Actually, they had a couple tonight. They had some nice ones.
There were some
power moves.
Fast breaks by
Christian Jones. Yes, a couple of nice runouts. They played. Look, they did pretty well tonight. Give them their due. I tip my cap to the Rebels tonight for bringing home a W. And at the end of the game, you know, when it was crunch time, as it were. Give the Rebels credit. They were the team that made all the plays. Kevin, what are your final thoughts before Saturday?
I want to see an out-of-bounds play for a layup next year. That'll be progress.
Next year?
Yep.
How many players on this roster from this team's roster will be here next year?
Well, then they should get an out-of-bounds play layup, hopefully. All right, guys.
Appreciate it, Kevin.
You know, Bernie, two words that I have not used a great deal this year with UNLV, and I think both of these words, they don't exemplify this
Final
evening's
four?
Game. Bernie, I haven't hit my head. The two words that I'm going to use, unselfish defense. I haven't used them a great deal. Now, they've played defense at times, but I thought, especially in the first half defensively, it was as good of an effort as I've seen all year. And unselfish.
Really? You felt that way?
I thought it was good
defense. I'm not saying we're, listen.
No, I thought they played pretty sound defense.
Fair enough.
Now, granted, there were still wide open looks from the threes at Utah. We've been seeing that all year. Utah State had a couple of unwarranted wide open looks. But I am talking about inside, and the activity around the basket defensively was better for UNLV than I've seen all year, and probably because of the activity of Christian Jones.
I'm glad to hear you say that. My eyes tonight ISO'd on individual players a lot. But I will say this, regardless of what the Rebels' record is, regardless of who their opponent is, regardless of the fact we've heard 9 million times that Coach Menzies didn't get this job till it was too late to recruit people, I get all that. Defense, at the end of the day, is still attitude, effort, desire, moving your feet, no excuses. You can always play defense, period. And
so you're just saying Utah State just missed their shots tonight? UNLV was playing better defensively.
I thought UNLV played pretty good defense tonight.
Okay,
but what I'm saying is, irrespective, you know, yeah, and they should, you know, that's what you want to see all the time, mm-hmm. all right? Win, lose, or draw, no matter who you're playing against, you can't tell me they played this kind of defense against Air Force in the second half.
Of course not. That's what I said. Some of the best I've seen.
Today, again, so regardless, again, I'll repeat myself, no matter what, defense is desire, it's attitude, it's effort, it's moving your feet. No excuses, right? Even if you can't make a shot, no matter who you're playing against, you can at least bring D. And I would agree with you, certainly compared to some recent performances, the Rebels' defense tonight was much better.
How about the first term real quick, unselfishness? Did you think they were, like, especially Javon Morgan, as unselfish as I have seen him all season?
Look, the Rebels shot 9 three-pointers in the first half. They made 2. That's not a lot. And they ended up, not a lot of attempts.
Right, that's so what that I mean, yeah.
Let me tell you, there was one possession. I have to go back and look into my notes. I know it was early in the second half. I want to say Uche hit a 3, and there were 4. Okay, here's what it was. When UNLV went up 45-42 at the 14-minute mark, the Rebels got into their offense. The spacing was good. The movement was good. They had 4 or 5 passes. They broke down the Utah D, and at the top of the key, Ochi had a wide-open 3 and canned it. The best possession of the game. Yes, they did it.
Okay, I remember that one. I also thought Uche took an ill-advised 3 with about 5 seconds to go in the first half. There, I can't remember who was open down low, but I was sitting right there, and I'm like, oh, man, he missed a wide-open layup where they could have gone up 35-30 at the end of the first half. But either way, I like you calling attention to the 3 seniors because it was about as good of an effort as the 3 cumulatively. As far as all 3 of them playing well at the same time, have you seen them all 3 play better together than you did tonight?
Put up some great numbers. Again, combined for 46 points, 28 rebounds, and they played hard. Christian Jones, his physical attitude tonight was outstanding. He looked like a Big East player. He's Brian Feldman. I'm Bernie Fratto. Then we've got Bobby Machado producing tonight's show, taking all your calls at 364-1100. The Rebels, in their final home regular conference season game, this year of the season, they get the W, 66-59. First win in 38 days. They break a 9-game losing streak, and it felt good. And the fans, although they weren't, large in numbers tonight, they were animated, they were excited, and they wanted to see their team win, and they did. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back on the other side, we'll be joined by Mark Anderson of the Las Vegas Review-Journal beat writer. He has been with us all season. He was, of course, at the Thomas and Mack tonight. And we'll get his thoughts on tonight's game. So don't go away, folks. Stick and stay. You're listening to Rebel Extra.
Text the show by sending ESPN to 69187 or give us a call at 364-1100. This is Rebel Extra.
Back on Rebel Extra, ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM. Bernie Fratto, Brian Feldman, Bobby Machado producing. Rebels win tonight, senior night, 66-59 over Utah State. At this time, we're joined by the gentleman, beat writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He's been with us all season, goes by the name of Mark Anderson. Mark, how are you, buddy? I don't think it was pretty tonight. The Rebels were 2-for-11 down the stretch, but Utah State was 0-for-7. The Rebels had a 2-minute drought, a 4-minute drought, and some goofy things, but they made some plays, including the Javon Mooring patented fall away miracle 3 with time running out. Well, you've got the floor, my friend.
Yeah, and Mooring struggled all game. And before that shot, he was 2-of-11, and he had 3 turnovers. And but I don't who would be surprised that he'd be the one to step up and hit the biggest shot of the game, because that's just kind of him. He'll do great things and bad things in the same game, and then even more of a takeaway than that for me is Utah State won the final 8 minutes and 11 seconds without a field goal. And I know that it's not all UNLV defense. It's sort of Utah State just went cold. But UNLV's man-to-man defense really stepped up tonight made things difficult for him.
Yeah, I that's what I was saying before the show. I thought the UNLV played some of their best defense of the season. But, Mark, in the first half, I said, and this is my opinion, and we differ a little bit here, I said that Javon Mooring in the first half only scored 4 points, but I thought he played the most unselfish basketball of the season so far. I saw three different times where the Javon Mooring I'm used to steps back and takes a three, and he dribbled, penetrated every time, found Christian Jones a couple of times underneath. I was really surprised that he seemed to share the ball much more than we've seen in the past.
Yeah, I mean, he's had stretches like that where he's made some really nice plays with setting up teammates. But you're that's a good point. He did in the first half. He kind of restrained himself from trying to do too much. In the second half, he tried a little bit harder to shoot his, you know, to shoot, you know, be the victory, and his shot just wasn't there. But until that final one, and you know, like I said, that's just kind of the way his season is. It's you expect great and awful in the same night.
Mark, the three seniors combined for 46 points and 25 rebounds. They were inspired tonight. I guess there was family there, but they showed a little higher ceiling than they've shown most of the year. Can that continue? We've had some very enthusiastic, upbeat callers that actually think this can carry over into the Mountain West Conference tournament. I do not. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I just have a hard time seeing them win at Fresno State on Saturday. I mean, maybe they can find the same defensive effort they had tonight and give themselves a shot to win. I just have a hard time seeing it. You know, the one thing about the conference tournament next week, whether they're the 10 or 11 seed, you know, maybe the opponent will overlook them a little bit, thinking UNLV is just having a lousy season and the Rebels will play well in their home building and find a way to win. But I don't know. To me, that seems like a little bit of a stretch too. I think this was a one night effort, and I don't know that you'll see it carry over.
Real quickly, let's fast forward to the Mountain West Conference tournament. If the Rebels get beat Saturday at Fresno State and Rodney Terry's got them clicking, they've won four in a row, and they look good doing it. They destroyed Boise State last night on the road. The Rebels would be 4-14, and Air Force hosts Boise State Saturday. If both UNLV and Air Force lose Saturday, they're both tied with the identical records, but only one can be the 11 seed and one can be the 10 seed. Do you know offhand what the tiebreaker is?
I think it goes to since they split the season series, I think it then goes to you go down the standings, and that's the record from top to bottom of the standings, and then until you finally break the record. I know at one point, you know, we had the tiebreaker. I was asked about it tonight, and I was told it wasn't an official answer. It was just sort of a guess. They thought Air Force had the tiebreaker at this point. I have to really sit down and look at it more closely, because I honestly don't know who has what tiebreaker.
You mean in terms of you'd go down the standings in terms of who's got victories over the higher standing team?
Yes, that's what
correct.
I think.
Is that what you mean?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, Mark, real quick, with Menzies tonight, Chris Wynn texted in, and he said he sent me the quote of the presser, post-game presser. He said, "I've never lost faith in these guys. I've continued to believe in them even through the tough times." Now, I'm not in any way calling Marvin Menzies a liar on that. The only thing is, I've been to a lot of the post-game press conferences, and it's almost like he's pointed fingers at his players at times, and I like the guy. It's not a matter of ridiculing, but that is kind of an off-the-wall statement after just one win after a 9-game losing streak to say you've never lost faith in him. There's many times it surely didn't sound like that.
To give him the benefit of the doubt, I think what he might have meant was that he always knew they could do this. It was frustrating to him that they just haven't been doing it. Because one thing he's been very consistent about all season when they've lost games is that they haven't followed, you know, the directions the way they need to. And it wasn't that they weren't playing hard necessarily. It was that they weren't playing smart. And he's been very, very consistent about that. And he even kind of mentioned that tonight too, that it, as far as if you having carry over this game, they need to continue to pay attention to detail. So he didn't quite back off of that. And so I think I can see where that would seem to be contradictory. I didn't really read into that tonight.
I don't know how we read into this conference at all. Utah State comes into town tonight riding a two-game winning streak. They beat San Jose State in their building, a team that beat UNLV twice. Utah State fresh off a 31-point win against Air Force, a team that beat UNLV by 23, and then UNLV beats Utah State after losing by 16 to them. How much of it tonight, in all honesty, was Utah State really, to me, at times they had all the pressure of a good feather duster. They had a drought, scoring drought in the first half and two scoring droughts in the second half. You had Jalen Moore missing free throws. It's my understanding that somebody packed the wrong jerseys and Utah State brought only their practice jerseys. Were they even ready to play in this game tonight, Utah State?
I'm not sure they were. Don't forget they beat UNLV at their own place by 16. So I think they felt like they could kind of come in here and kind of cruise to victory. I don't think they expected much of a fight from UNLV. And particularly the seniors are really fired up. You can see it in their play early on. They just seem to have an extra bounce in their stuff.
Yeah, they did.
I just don't think Utah State. I agree with you. I don't think Utah State completely took them seriously.
Well, you know, and I don't. I do not want to take credit away from, as you just alluded to, Mark, the seniors. Christian Jones. You know, that was a knock on him at St. John's. You know, when he showed up, he could be a difference maker. And tonight we saw that. We saw double doubles out of both him and Terrell Green. But my goodness, how do you motivate a guy when you see him motivated? And obviously, he played his heart out tonight. Man, if you could just have that effort every game where you say, you know, and I don't believe they're going to make a run either. I said stranger things have happened, but if Christian Jones and Terrell Green can play like they did tonight, you know, they could win another game.
Yeah, I mean, Jones not only had the double-double, he had three blocks and three steals.
Yeah. Yes, he was all over the court.
Huge game.
Yeah.
Huge game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he and Tyrell Green, they were both, from the beginning of this game, they were just on tonight. And I, you know, it is a little maddening. It's like, well, why can't you do that every game? So maybe this will get them kind of going at the end here. Because for both of them, I don't know what kind of overseas opportunities either one may or may not have. But you know, there's a really good chance that this is going. They're going to replay their last competitive basketball.
Yeah, Mark, what are your final thoughts before the Rebels head into their final regular season game Saturday, the only time they'll play Fresno State this year, a team that's red hot. Just a final thought, final observation about tonight's game.
Well, I mean, this is badly needed. Even if they lose at Fresno and lose in the first round of the Mountain West Tournament, they needed to have something positive towards the end of the season. It was nice that they had it was really nice for them. They had the commitment today from the recruit. And that guy could not be a really good player for them, but to really take some momentum into the offseason, it would have been awful for them to take a 12-game losing streak into the offseason. So now at least they don't have to do that. And maybe I don't know how much of a difference they'll make in recruiting. You know, they got someone today, but you know, a 12-game losing streak can't help in recruiting either.
No, good point, Mark. I agree with your assessment there. Well, I appreciate you taking time out to join us tonight, as you have all year. And enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you.
You do the same.
Thanks, Mark.
That's Mark Anderson, beat writer, Las Vegas Review-Journal. You know, Brian, tonight, I think the theme was it's senior night, final home game, play with pride, play like you want to be here, and I think you have to give the Rebels credit for doing that.
I just hope you can go home if you're Christian Jones, Terrell Green, look in the mirror and say, man, I can do this. And realize that something besides senior night has to motivate him, because obviously the game is inside of him, or you couldn't play like he did tonight. So I really hope he does. And you know what else I hope, Bernie? I hope Bryce Hamilton in Pasadena somehow was watching this game tonight and not the rest of the season, because boy, do they need this kid to come to UNLV.
Yeah. All right, he's Brian Feldman. I'm Bernie Fratto. Rebels win tonight, 66-59, senior night at the Thomas and Mack. It's amazing how fast the season goes. We're going to take our final break of the evening. When we come back, quick tour around the other games tonight in the Mountain West. We'll go over some final numbers and look ahead to Fresno State and wrap things up. So stick with us, folks. Don't go away. You're listening to Rebel Extra.
Now, back to Rebel Extra on ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Back on Rebel Extra, wrapping it up. ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM. Bernie Fratto, Brian Feldman, Bobby Machado producing. UNLV wins senior night. Thomas and Mack, 66-59 over Utah State. But it was not the only game played tonight in the Mountain West Conference, Brian.
No, there were a couple other games played tonight. Air Force at San Diego State, 51-38 in favor of the Aztecs. San Diego State trying to get it going, gearing up for the Mountain West Conference tournament next week. And Reno put a hurting on San Jose State, 82-67, setting up that showdown with Colorado State on Saturday. They'll host them, both teams at 13-4, Bernie, and that is going to be for the Mountain West Conference tournament. And you know what, Bernie? It is not, you can't see it. You can webcast it, but you can't see that game. Two teams playing for a conference championship, regular season, mind you, but this is the Mountain West Conference. You've got some former national champions in this Mountain West Conference. UNLV's won a national championship, and yet you're not going to televise the most important game of the regular season. I'm really surprised by that. I am.
Yeah, apparently the CBS Sports Network will televise the New Mexico game, which tips off at 7 p.m. I'm wondering if they could flex that or change it. Although, I guess, Brian, other than pride and a plaque, a Mountain West Conference regular season championship, you know, that and 50 cents will get you a cup of coffee at the diner. That's not going to get you a bid. Although, let's face it, it would be an outstanding achievement for either one of these programs. Reno, 2 years ago, they were in the doldrums. They fired their coach. They've turned it around very quickly. You have to give them credit. And then Colorado State, look what Larry Eustace's done, been under fire this year, 7 scholarship players, and you've really got to give credit where credit was due. Even the other night, they had to escape against Wyoming. They were leading big early, and Prentice Nixon, I think it's a 3-pointer with 3 seconds to go. Fresno State, a lot of these teams coming out at the end. They went 4 or 5 in a row now to creep back in, so they're going to have Wednesday off. San Diego State still fighting. They get an ugly win tonight against Air Force, but yet, you know, they are not packing anything in yet. So I think the tournament is wide open, which is, you know, overstating the obvious, Captain Obvious. There literally are 4 or 5 teams that could win.
I got 6.
Who's your 6th? Tell me who you've got, because I think
Put it this way, Bernie. Realistically, there's 4 teams that could win it. But I still think San Diego State, with the experience, with the coaching, I still think they've got a prayer.
Here's what
because defensively,
ironic.
they when they turn it up defensively, they can play as good of defense as anybody in the Mountain West.
They've been a fixture in the Mountain West Conference Finals in this tournament. Even when they haven't won it, they get to the finals, lose to Wyoming. They get to the finals, lose to Fresno State, et cetera. This is a team that cannot survive a bad shooting night, and of the 3 games, one of them will be a bad shooting night. I don't like the looks of this team. When they hit their threes, when Shrigley hits his threes, and usually he needs to hit them early to get confident, that seems to set the tone. I think him and Trey Kell have not lived up to Steve Fisher's expectations. They're good defensively. They're not great defensively. They don't have that alpha dog like they've had in the past, a Jamal Franklin or a Kawhi Leonard, et cetera. So I actually think San Diego State's a pretender.
Xavier Thames,
good call. Yeah. I don't think they'll make it to Saturday. I still think it's Nevada's to lose as long as they play with killer instinct. You know, Jordan Caroline, DJ Fenner, Marcus Marshall, Cameron Oliver. Man, they've got some good-looking players. They go deep. They can shoot threes. But they kind of, you know, play in spurts too.
So, I'm just saying, Bernie, like I said, I don't think San Diego State can do it. I don't think New Mexico can do it. But I'll tell you what, in a week from now, you're not going to fall over shocked if San Diego State won the Mountain West Conference Tournament. I will be surprised, not shocked. It could happen. This, like I said, if there was ever a season for the Mountain West Conference to be ripe for the picking, it's this year.
Fair enough. I agree with that. That's going to do it for tonight's edition of Rebel Extra. On behalf of my broadcast team, Brian Feldman, and producer extraordinaire Bobby Machado, I'm Bernie Fratto, bidding you good night. Final score tonight, UNLV 66, Utah State 59. Up next, Saturday, 4 o'clock, Rebels close out the Mountain West Conference season at Fresno State. So we'll see you then. In the meantime, again, tonight's final score, UNLV 66-59. Good night, folks. We really appreciate you listening. Thanks to all the callers. Go Rebels.